People keep the strangest pets, but there is no stranger pet than the one in this urban legend.
I decided to go down to Tijuana, Mexico, after my mom said I needed more culture. I said I needed more clothes, and I wanted to check out some cute guys. So I packed up my things and got into the car and drove down to Mexico. When I got there, I checked into my hotel, and then I got some money out and my purse, and I went down to the local shops, where I bought a new red dress. It was such a bright red, and it had sequins everywhere. After that, I got a black skirt, and then some imported shoes, and then I got something else, and some sunglasses, and this, and that, and the other. I just practically bought the whole store out. So then I decided to go on to another store because there wasn't really anything left in that store. And I bought some more things. And after doing all that shopping, one just gets so hungry. So I was in search for some Caesar salad and some spring water. I looked everywhere and I couldn't find it anywhere. So I had to settle for some taco and a soda. Talk about gross, but I was so hungry. So I went up to the taco stand and ordered my food, and while I was waiting for food, I felt something rub up against my leg. I thought it was like a rat or something, but then I looked down, and it was the cutest Mexican hairless chihuahua. He had these big beady eyes, and he looked up at me, and he went, and I couldn't just bear to leave him there. But then I said, well, this is his home. So then I went shopping some more. And I bought another outfit. And I bought a dress. And I bought some shoes. And I bought a necklace and a ring and an anklet and a bracelet and a whole bunch of other different things. And then I got tired. And I decided to go back to my hotel room where I could rest. So I got ready for bed after brushing my hair 100 times and washing my face 3 different times, and then I climbed into bed. I woke up the next morning and I heard something scratching at my door. I didn't know what it was. And there wasn't a peephole, so I couldn't look out. And I opened my door, and there was the cutest Mexican hairless chihuahua. He must have followed me. I couldn't believe it. He was the same dog I had seen yesterday by the taco stand, and he was so adorable. I packed up my things and got ready to leave because I had to go home, and he followed me out to my car. Oh, I couldn't bear to leave this poor little dog here by himself. He looked so helpless. So I made some room in my car after packing my 10 suitcases in my car and my shopping bags, and I made a little seat for him. And he sat there, and he looked up at me, and he did his little thing. And he smiled, kind of, sort of, in a dog way. And then I got home, but I hadn't passed the border, of course, and they asked me if I had any plants or animals to declare, and I said no, and I kept on driving. So finally, I was home, and I made a little bed for him, and I crawled into bed myself after washing my face 3 different times and brushing my hair 100 times and painting my nails because I had to look nice for tomorrow. I woke up the next morning, and there he sat. He was foaming at the mouth. How disgusting is that? And it was so gross. And so I picked him up in my arms, and I was crying, and I was so sad. I thought he was going to die. And I rushed him to the vet, and I got there, and I said, please, nurse, help my little doggy. Please help my little doggy. Please just help him. And the nurse took him and put him in the other room. And after he put him in the other room, I sat there, and I cried some more. I was so sad for my little dog. I was incredibly sad. I thought he was going to die. And then I had to wait 15 minutes. And then the nurse said, the doctor would like to see you. So I went into his office and I sat down. The doctor came in and he looked kind of mad. His arms were crossed. And I didn't know what was going on. And so I just sat there and I was crying. And the doctor said, ma'am, where did you find this animal at? And I told him, well, you see, I was jogging yesterday. And I was running and running. And, well, like, something came up behind me and scared me. And I looked down and There was the cutest Mexican hairless chihuahua. Oh, my goodness. Isn't he so cute, doctor? Can you help him, doctor? Please say you can. And then the doctor looked at me once more and he said, "Ma'am, where did you find this animal?" And I told the doctor, "Doctor, I told you I was jogging, and you know, he just followed me, and he was so cute and adorable, and I couldn't bear to leave him out in the cold. You know how cold it is outside." "Ma'am, this is the last time I'm going to ask you where you got this animal." "Well, if you don't tell anyone, I went down to Tijuana, Mexico. And I went to a taco stand and ordered some food, and the cutest Mexican hairless chihuahua came up to me. And he was so adorable. He, this little thing, it kind of goes like this. And, you know, I couldn't bear to leave him all by himself there, so I took him home." "Ma'am, this is no Mexican hairless chihuahua. This is a Mexican sewer rat, and you're lucky it got to me before it got to you."